So that mechashven al vavoido v'yah ha'sorach. Now let's say mechashven means that you're making a zrika now, and you have in mind b'shach zrika. You have in mind, let's try to burn the emurim the wrong time. And we're talking about now that the emurim was already burnt up before you had this machshava. So that means mechashven, you could have a machshava b'shach zrika that you think you plan to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was really ready over lost or alasarif, even though the emurim was already burnt up already. Still the machshava helps. The Rashi says, the mechashven all over the alasarif, shenisrafu emurim, the emurim was burnt up, v'chisha b'zrika. Now you had machshava b'shach, you did the zrika, the kain, amunas like tira and chutzla zman, you had a mind to burn at the wrong time. Still heavy tigol. Wasn't a day or two. Sheikhim in Abbasa, somebody eats from the meat that's left over. Whereas with lady, you find the Yemurim, if you eat from it, you chayav koros. So even though at the time when you had this machshav on the Zrika, the Yemurim was lost or was burnt up already. So the question is, the Gemara says, well, avud, this Sarif, if the Yemurim is burnt up or lost, lo yastin b'olam, it's not here in the world, it's not by us right now. But if you look, he's still katana, we say, mechashvin, that machshava helps. So it seems like Yizrika could help, even though nothing is here at all. So what do you say according to, what does Rabbi Yechon say according to Rabbi Kiva? Then the Mishnah of the Zrika only helps. If there is some basa there, some kosher or basa, here it's mashed, even though there's no emurim at all, still the Zrika helps. Rashi says, the Mahanya bo machshava, the Zrika l'shav yabasa pigol. That the machshava, the shav Zrika works to make the basa, the carbon pigol. Afagav the Yotzakula, even though all of it is not here. It's the same thing like Yotzakula. So you see, even though nothing is here, still the Machshava works. Yes, the Moran says, so that's what Ravasi is for Rabbi Yechon. So that's the question, Mi Yom Ravasi Yechon, the truth that Ravasi really holds like this, that according to Rabbi Kiva, you can have a Machshava, even though there's no bus here at all. Is that true? That all the bus has a Psal Yotzi on it, is that true? And Yom Ravasi Yechon, Rabasi was the one that he himself grew for Yestas Fakashat Rabbi Yechanan. He asked the Mishael, what's going to be? Chishev l'nishpochim l'mochamal. Let's say he had machshava on the nishpochim, on the blood that's supposed to be nishpach, to do it tomorrow. So Rashi has two pshat in there. One pshat Rashi says, is nishpochim means that's a shirei hadam. You have to make the kosher of Zrika, now the leftover blood that you're supposed to put on to the Yisod HaMizbech. That the Kohen Boy Rabasi had a shah like this, that Chishev Yadar Machshava B'Shas Shvichas HaShrayim. Rashi's first pshat is that B'Shas, you're spilling the Shrayim on the Yisod, you have a Machshava then, heat from the Bosa tomorrow, Chusas Manay. So is that called a Machshava's Pidul or not? It's not the real Zrika, the Zrika was done already. But it's like the end part of the Zrika, you have to spill the end of the Shrayim, the leftover dam, you have to spill on the Yisoid. So Pasha, the Tzad is that maybe if the Shrayim is Makiv, it should also be called a part of the Zrika. The Rashi says another Peshat, the better way Al Gemara. Yenach, Rashi says, Omar Amor, as Rebbe said, that Chishav l'nishpachim is l'mochim, is Shabashah Zrika. At the time when you made your Zrika Saddam, you were Chishav, you had in mind, Lishpach, to spill the Shrayim l'mochim Yisoid. So is that called a Machshav or not? As if Kilu Chishav b'Zrika Atzmo. Shechisha Lizrak Mitzosa Lamacho Chutzla's Man of the Mephagale Eloi. Is that called a good Machshav? Yet a Machshav, is that called like an Achila? Yet a Machshav of Isha Zrika to spill the Shirayim tomorrow. So does that make a Pigla not? That was a Shaila. And of this, Omele Reb Zera said that Shva Shonis Lanu, we already learned the Gemara and Chul like this, Olu, we learned a lot about Olu. Olu there was either the meat that's still left on the skin, or else a hard vein around the neck. Rashi said that now we learned the Gemara in Chulin that a kef of the olo, that's the hard veins or the leftover meat on the skin, which is mitzvah from the tumas eichlin. If you have almost a kibetza worth of food and this makes up the kibetza, it's mitzvah to make into an eichlin to mekabel tumah. Avlolo tumas nevelos. In the case where the animal died, so you need a kizayis of the boss of the nevelom, this does not make up a kizayis. Chivon lesta mashosha, since it's very hard, it's not cold like meat, is like metame tumas nevelos. So what do you see? So Moses Alma, what do we see from this? That this olol Alma, hai olo, this hard piece of vein, or else this small piece of meat that's still attached to the skin. Kiva the lespe mashosh, it's not really cold like meat, either because it's bottled to the skin or else it's too hard. Lekibu tumma, we see it's not makabu tumma. If so, honey nishpokim, this dam that's supposed to be spilled on the yisoid nami. Kiva the leibud oz libu, since the mitzvah is time to put it onto the yisoid, as on the bottom of the mizbeach, like stam the mitzvahs of the shrine. But Rashi says it's not really put on top of the mizbeach though. For lo yagabi ha mizbeach, it lo mahani bu machshobu le pigulei. The machshobu does not help to make it into pigul. So, kivun li burazli bu machshobu le mahanyo. So the machshobu of course should not help on the nishpochim. That's what the observer hinted back. So Rabbi asks, see how this for Suffolk. Can you make machshobu on the nishpochim? And on this, Reb Zeri entered back and said, no, since the Nishpachim, the Dam is supposed to Nishpach on the Yisoid, if cool, like when the Ibud already, so Machshav does not help on it. Is Lemahanya. So how could then Reb Asi see over here that Machshav helps on an Obud, something that's lost? Here we see by this Shirayim, this Dam is supposed to be Nishpach, the Machshav does not help on it to make it into Pigle, since it's already called lost. So who you see something that's called lost, a machshava does not help. So the Kuru, that's Rabbi Yochanan before said, which should be very good, that when does Rabbi Kiva say that the Zrika helps to make the Mishnah, that the Zrika San Yotze helps? Only if there's some bustle left over. Or if there's no bustle, all the bustle is Yotze, then the Zrika does not help. So I said, but if so, Elohodik Tony, Alova the Alsa of Kasha. The Kuru still is a Kasha in his first Alocha. But the Gemara said, Omele Rabbasa Rabbi Yochanan, that we learned already this halacha that mechash from alover the alsof, that is a kasha. That you see, he could have machshava b'shas rikom to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was already lost. So you see, he could have a machshava even though the thing is over, it's not here at all. So that's like a little of a kasha. From the other time, we see, he could have a machshava on an ovid. But here, you Rabasi, you want to say here, or at least they answered you from Yechonam, that on the nishpochim, you cannot have a machshava. So Moir says like this, Omar Rob says like this, Aim Masil at this rather, Aloimid Libud, the Aloimid Lisarif. That the din is before Mechashvin Alov of the Alasarif, it doesn't really mean if the Emurim was really burnt already or lost. If the Emurim was already lost or burnt, so you can't have a Machshav, even Mishas Rikam, to eat that or to burn that tomorrow. Since it's already lost, something that's all but not around, you can't have a Machshav on. What it meant to say was just, Aloimid Libud, it's Aimid to be lost. Remember to be burnt. Rashi says, "Amar Rava Eimer Rada Machshav Alo Oimid Liba Galo Oimid Lisarv." The Chivu the Bishas Rika Kishechisha Bakat Yevikuman was still here, even though later it gets lost or it got burnt. It's Mani Bo Machshava, but only because Bishas the Rika the meat or the Emurim was still here. But only because it's already lost, already over, then the Chanami, then the Machshava does not help at all. So therefore, it's good that Rabbi Yochanan before said that Rabbi Kiva says in our Mishnah, that even though on the Bosa, when Yotze went out of the Beis Migdish, there's a psal on it, you can't eat it anymore, still there's Rika helps on it to take off the Yisamila, that's only if there's some meat left inside. But if all the meat went outside, that's like Ovid, then a Machshava, then there's Rika does not help. That the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Lo Yom Rav Kiva again, Rav Kiva did not say in our Mishnah that Rika Mu'elos Li Yotze. When did Rav Kiva say in the Mishnah, even though there's a psul yotze, still when you make a kosher or zrika, it takes off the mila, elish yotze basar, only where just the meat of the korban went outside. But the dam is still inside, therefore you make a kosher or zrika, so he says, since you made a kosher or zrika, therefore on the basar, even though there's no head to teed it, because it has a psul yotze, went outside the base of Migdash, but still the yis, the mila goes off it. Avodam, but let's say somebody took the blood outside the base of Migdash, before they made the Zrika, then ain't Zrika Mielos Liyotze. That's the psul, the dam itself, that's not called the kosher Zrika. So that Zrika has come out like you didn't make a Zrika. Therefore, that Zrika would not take off the psul, the Mila, on the Bosa. Then about the Yisra Mila would still stay. Other more says, Tani Nam Yochel, learn like this also. Shachat Beshtika. Somebody made a Shrita, he shechted the Korban, Stam Beshtika. There's no psul, it was a kosher Shrita. The Yotzadam later, before he made the Kabbalah Saddam, somebody took the dam outside the base of the Yotzadam. Safa Pisha Chazav Zok, even though they brought the dam back inside and they made a kosher Zrika, But Yosef Leklum, it doesn't help anything. That's this Raya, that if you have a Psu Yotzi on the Dam itself, that's like Posla Dam, then there's no Maisa Zerik at all. And therefore, the Kodshay Kedoshim Erlem Boy, even though you made a Zerik on your Korban Chattis, the Yisra Mila does not go off the Bosa. The Yisra Mila only goes off when you have a Koshra Zerik. But here that the Dam has a Psu Yotzi, the Yisra Mila does not go off the Bosa. And know what I did? The Kodshay Kalim, that the other locker is, there's no Mila until after you have this Rika, then there's Mila on the Imurim. But in this case over here, it would be Ein Meilem Boy. Since this Rika was done with a dam that has a Psul Yotzi on it, that's a Posla's Rika that cannot put on the Mila on the Imurim of the Kachem Kalim. So there will remain Ein Meilem Boy. And now the Mishnah of the Kiva brings a proof to what he says. Amr Reb Kiva, ha ze lama de what it's like. Amr Reb Leza, so the Kiva says it's like, he knows that the Zerika helps on a Psul Yotzi, where the boss was yet, so Kiva brought around in the Mishnah, I guess we had two chatois, and then you lost one, you found it, and you brought the other one. So it says in the Mishnah, as soon as you make a shchita on one of them, it takes off the yester milah on the other one. So you see a shchita for one helps for another carbon. Now, the Morris says, Amr Abloza said, that Ti Amr Abkiva, when does Abkiva say, when you have your two chatois in front of you, and you make a shchita and you make a zerika on one, that it takes off the yester milah on the other one, is there a Sony Babafachas? Meaning to say again, you first set aside one carbon chattis and you lost it. You set aside another one. And now you found it and you have both of them there. So only if you shech them both together and then you make a Zerika on one of them, then does this Zerika take off the Yisimil on the other one? Let's say you shechted one chattis first and the lady you're going to shech the other one, Lo Yomer Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Kiva never said it. Because then the Pshat is, as soon as you shecht one, that's like your Korban Chattis, that's the Kosher Chattis. And the other one right away is like a Chattis, a Kippur Baleo, that's Lemis Ozla. So therefore, on that one later, it would not help any Avoidis, and the Yisimila would still stay. When does Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah, if the Yisimila goes off, that's only if you make the Shchit and both of them together. Because you do it together, we don't know yet which one clear is going to be good, they're both aiming to be good. So only when you make this Zerika on one, that's the one that's good. So since the Shechita was good for both of them, the Zerika on one could take off the Mila on the other one. That's what Beleza says. So Mora says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Tanya the Gemara says, learn like this, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon, that Kishalach to Lekhfar Panyo, and I went to the city, Matsani Zokin, and I found one old Zokin there, an older person, the Yomelin, he said like this, that Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kiva used to say, that Zerika Melis Liyotzei. Like, is it true? Rabbi Kiva really said it. He asked him a question. Is it really true that Rabbi Kiva holds, even though there's a Psu Yotzei on the Bosa, still if you make a Kosher as Zerika, it'll take off the Yisamila. So Marty Loi, says Rabbi Shimon, told him, hey, yes, it's like a trick. It says in our Mishnah. Okay, Shabbosa, when I came for a Tzisi Devorim, Lefnechad Erish, Begolol, when I came and said over these things to my friends in Golol and in Bavolite, Omru, they said to me, Halloi Posalu. Listen, the boss was already posel. It has the psul yotzei on it. If the boss went out of the base of mikdash, it's posel that boso. Yourself, the kadam cannot eat from it. Seich meratza al psul. How could this zerika help to take off the yisamila? Because zerika came up if it's posel. So ukishi yitzosi when I went out for yitzosi dvar mufnei Rabbi Kiva. I asked this kasha to Rabbi Kiva. Omeli said this bini. So Kiva said back to me. Iyatoy mekain. How could you say like this? Don't you also agree like this? Rabbi Kiva is bringing a proof to himself. Like, what are you arguing on me? Wouldn't you also agree to say that Avada Zerika would help, even though there's a Psul Yotzei on the Bosa? Rabbi Kiva says like this, the same proof he brought in the Mishnah. Rabbi, what's going to be? Hamafresh Chatos, if somebody sets aside a Korban Chatos for the Chet that he did, and then the Yovda, he loses that Chatos, and then the Hifresh Acheros Tachtos sets aside a second one. The Yachakach Nimtes Roshaveni finds the first one. Both of them are standing in front of him. The locker is that Moyalin Bishtayim. He has Nisimilim on both of them. Right now both are standing. So Moyalin Bishtayim, both of them right now is regular Korbin. There's Nisimilim on both of them. What's going to be Shochton? Let's see, made a Shchita. Tahare Domon Munach Bekaisis. And then both bloods are in two kais, like you made a shchit on both of them, and you mekabel the dam, so moilim b'shteim, still does nisim mila on both of them. Both of them have